Okay. All the information is on the screen right now. And definitely a special shout out for our sponsors, TLBTalk.com. TLBTalk.com. You see my very own profile where you can reach me at ReachV. Okay. TLBTalk.com /view/807. Yeah. My number was actually higher up, well, actually lower than that, but I had to destroy my profile and recreate it for some beta testing purposes. So, yeah. As of right now, I'm officially the 807th person on my own social network. Yeah, go figure. Anyways, yeah, so what we're talking about today is, I just the decline of society. Okay, and it's funny because we got Jay Leno asking the public these basic questions about our reality, and it seems as though nobody can answer any of them. It looks like the New World Order is winning.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'd also jump in with the I think the problem is these people are generally like in their looks like 20s. You got the high school graduates and stuff, or soon to be graduate girls. I think if you'd ask fourth and fifth graders most of these questions, they would know them. It's just that kind of
Well,
your brain gets packed with a bunch of garbage, once you hit college and get specialized. They're like the law school kid, I say. He was like 16, 17, but I swear that kid was definitely on his way to law school with the to get from one place to another. I mean, come on, that is a legal answer. And that kid was he was well spoken. He could definitely he could pimp a courtroom for sure. He'd be running circles around everybody, and the people are like, "What? Like to get from here to there? What? One place to another? Here to there? What do you? I guess. I mean, it's." Facts. Facts. I do have the Joe Biden thing when after you finish your thought there, but I was gonna say this is we're discussing the blissfulness of Southern California. I think we should, let's be honest. I'm sure most of this stuff is Southern California. The blissfulness, as in AKA ignorance is bliss. These people are blissed out for sure.
Well, I mean, your point has actually already been proven. They had the TV show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah, I'm, and that's what I was thinking, and it's true. These, you get a genius kid in fourth or fifth or even third grade, second grade. They know these things, and it's kind of
They
like
know these things.
you're talking about like encyclopedias versus like your cell phone. Now, I grew up with encyclopedias. My grandparents were hardworking and pretty well off, and they gifted us with full encyclopedia, and it's not like it's just because I had the encyclopedias didn't mean I never cracked them open until I wanted to, prove a point. It was I, like you're saying, you're not alone when you got the encyclopedias or the internet. I mean, I go on Google Maps and just go look at countries and places, and I zoom in and I bet 99% of people don't even know China's on its own GPS system. So you go to Google Maps and the whole thing's, the streets and roads and rivers, when you have the whatever they call it, the different terrain versus labels, and the labels are all skewed off because we're on the that's an those are American satellites, and we're getting, I guess, either I don't I guess we're getting Chinese labeling information. I don't know, but they're, it's skewed. It's off by hundreds of meters and, hundreds of yards, like a quarter mile, I think, off. And, these, like, I'm never gonna probably go to China, but I like to go look around. When I hear about Shenzhen or Shanghai or Beijing, I want to, Wuhan, I want to go look and see, like, whoa, what is this? And, most people don't even know how huge these cities are in China either. That's another thing. I've had some conversations with people. It's like, forget all that. Point is, just because I have it doesn't mean I'm Like, I'm never going to go look at stuff. I don't understand. Like I said, these people, just it's all peacocking, and, you know, it's all about pop culture. It doesn't matter if you know anything, I guess. Everybody just figures, well, I got a phone. Or, I mean, like, it just makes no sense to me. If you have an encyclopedia, you just never, you never look at them. You never crack one open and follow it around and, you know, go from one.
Well, for most people, it's just decoration.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just something to,
for
yeah,
most
again,
people,
back to the peacocking. It's just like, I have the best cell phone. I can't use it for anything of value, but I've got the iPhone 52, you know, XSF or whatever the hell it's going to be. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I've literally been in 100 people's homes as a kid, and it was sort of like a standard sort of thing. Everybody had at least a set of encyclopedias, and I would ask people if they've ever even opened them, and it's like, you know, you can see the layer of dust on them.
I was going to say, just some dusty encyclopedia, and you go and you crack one open, and like the pages are all still stuck together with the gold leaf on
brand
them.
New. It kind of still smells brand yeah. new. Yeah,
if you crack it open, it's like, it smells like the print shop. You're like, what? You've never
yeah
opened all the like the plates, as they call the imagery in old books, you know, the plates, they're all stuck together. there's like oh gosh, I'm sorry, man. I mean, it gets me excited to see people as dumb and you know, laugh at it, but I'm way out of my mind today. But like, you know, the pigment's all, it's smashed onto the other page. Like if they don't have the like blanks, you know, a lot of really fine books will have like a plate, empty glossy page, you know, across them, so the pigment doesn't go onto the printed words or whatever, vice versa. But you know, it's just whatever. Like you said, it's people, man. They got the encyclopedias, and you can tell they've never been moved. Like you go push one or pull one out, and like you can see like the wood in the bookshelf is probably like bleached. It's never.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Underneath the volumes, it's just pristine.
Well, let me tell you, I had the same encyclopedia set from as long as I can remember, since I at least was walking as early as I can remember, up until, you know, I was in high school. Same set of encyclopedias. You could tell my encyclopedia set was used because the pages were browned, you know, like yellowed. You know, you can tell when a book's been opened to a certain page for at least, you know, a week. You know, I used my bedroom, you know, I'd have an encyclopedia open, you know, two across my bed, two or three across my desk, one on top of my PlayStation, which I was grounded from most of the time, you know, and the rack in itself, wobbly, you know, need to be re-screwed in. Because I've been back and forth to the damn bookcase so much. So, yeah, there's that contrast.
You've been following all I've got on my mind is internet, you know, but the original links were the cross-reference, you know, notes and footnotes and stuff, and you'd be looking at something, reading something, you're like, oh, there's a word or an event you don't know, and you know you'll grab that
you end
other
up
volume,
grabbing another book,
yeah,
yeah,
bring it out,
yeah,
and start, you know, following the trail. But like nowadays, I don't think people even click links really. You know, you got a story with a bunch
well,
of
they take what they see, they take what they see, and you know, face value, that's what it is.
Oh, headline,
they don't
headline
bother to scroll.
Yeah, everybody today just
headline readers.
Yeah, that's all they are.
They don't look at the source links.
Yeah, we post stories and send emails based on the headline. It's like, did you read it? You know, the headline could be ABC, and then you open it up, and it's like, just kidding, XYZ. And everybody's running around talking about ABC, and you're like, did you read that story? Because that ain't what's in there. Oh, and I love people that are, when it gets really deep and you're really having like an intellectual argument with somebody about, say, a coronavirus or something, and they're, you know, they're telling you what it is, and you're like, did you read what it is? Because it doesn't sound like you read what it is. It sounds like you read a bunch of headlines and just sort of decided what you think, and now you're running around, and people will literally be like referencing things that don't even say what they think they say, but there you go, you know, they win, you got owned. You got owned. Oh my God. Speaking of owned, you want to do the Let's Go Brandon real quick? I got it queued up.
Hold on, before you do that, I do want to say, before, I have a bucket list of things to do, you know, in my lifetime. There's the work bucket list, and there's the retirement bucket list. Something I want to do in my retirement bucket list, I want to create a news page. I want to create something like The Onion. And as you're reading it, you know, you get a story, and then, you know, see the links below as our sources of information. And no matter what happens, when you click on one of those links, it's going to take you to a page that's giving you the bird.
Nice. That reminds me of the Rick Roll.
Yeah, you know,
The Rick Roll. That's literally...
Intellectual Rick Roll.
That's 99% of the internet is just the trolls Rick Rolling everybody. You know, and again, like the headline readers, you know, you just, oh man, that's not true, and I got this link right here, proves it. Click on it. Never gonna give you up. Like, see, told you, dude. Told you. You got owned. Pwned. Totally pwned, bro. My Rick Roll proves all.
It's totally pwned. Good God. All right, so am I sharing screen with you, or
I'll share the screen. Hang on, let's see. Let me grab it. I gotta queue up this spot. Sorry for the clunkiness, because I don't have another.
One of my favorite songs of all time. Whoever thought of using that song, I just want to hug and kiss him like that. Yeah, that's just hilarious. That's brilliant.
Whatever made
all the songs thing in the world to use.
All right, here we go. Can you see it? You see Jill and Joe?
Yeah, I see it. Right, I see it. Go ahead.
This is great. Hey, by the way, are you in Oregon? Where's your home? I think we lost him.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Oh, I think you missed it.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
Christmas as well.
Christmas
and let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree. Hey, by the way, are you in Oregon?
Look, now she's like, she's starting to get it, I think, and then she's like, oh.
I think we lost you.
She definitely died inside of that one.
And it was a delayed full death. I mean, just completely all the way, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, you know... See, well, at least we don't have to guess which one wins out, being a dumb blonde or just being senile. Oh. She at least got it at some point.
Yeah, it's weird how long it seemed to take her, but I think it was just really like it was waves of death inside, you know. I think it overwhelmed her. Like, she tried to keep composed, but it was just like, nah.
The realization, well, you can see it. The realization when it comes to her eyes.
Yeah, she like blinks.
And then she gives a slight nod, and then she goes all the way down. Yeah, it did come in waves, for sure.
It just overwhelmed her. I think maybe she wasn't really familiar with it either. You know, I imagine these people are busy. You know, obviously Joe has no clue. So, like, you know, they're busy doing their thing. It's kind of like what we're talking about. You know, these people get specialized, and I think even her, like, it took that long, and she probably wasn't really feeling it at first, but, like, I guarantee her brain just literally was like, and then after, like, the third wail of the siren in her brain, I think that was when she was just like, oh, no. She's like, I am in the meme. I have attained meme.
Well, I was going to say, can you please cut that out? Can we get that little slice of video? Can you save that for me?
Yeah,
Because good, I mean, you don't have to do it now, but at some point, good Lord, I've got to have that. That is some meme Lord stuff right there.
I'll put the link.
You know, I really want to know.
I'll put the link in the Skype at least, and you know, it's
okay. Yes, good.
It's time stamped pretty much. Yeah, I guess I wasn't. Oh. I don't know if I was late or if I just paused it after it started playing, but
that is gold.
Oh man, I mean it's.
That is gold.
I mean, it's the meme inside the meme, you know, and the meme that just...
The meme inside... On, meme inception!
Yeah, exactly. The top... the top is never going to stop spinning on this one, man. That's all the way. And the depth inside. I mean, it's just... It's so many facets. I mean, this is like a... This is a trillion cut diamond meme here. Like we went straight past Princess Cut and all that good stuff. We went to the Trillion Cut. This is like 100,000 facets on the stone.
I mean, that's some bling that's gonna blind you from any angle.
That meme bling.
I want to know. Does she have one of those deaths inside when she found out that the Biden grabbed that woman Tara by the you know what finger blasted her.
I'm sure it had to be comparable. Maybe that her the archetype of her death inside was probably something relative to that. or Joe sniffing. You know she's got to be in the background of some of them sniffs and just kind of like, oh, God. I feel like I've seen that. Like, there is one. There's got to be one where she's doing one of her earlier deaths inside while Joe's sniffing,
you know what?
Sniffing some 8-year-old girl's hair or something.
I want to do, like, a O'Biden compilation fail and just... After each stupid thing he does, just her dying inside. That's gonna be awesome. I think I'm gonna do that.
I just pull it from that clip, and just have it all blown up and like you know grainy looking, but like you know, real meme style, real like deep fried meme style with her just die.
Do it at different speed. Slow it down.
Speed it up.
Repeat.
Boomerang it. No, the boomerang. The kids love the boomerang. I don't know if that's even still hot anymore, but the boomerang. You know that actually.
The boomerang.
It's where it's like it's a filter on the Insta for a while on the Gram. I don't even think it's a thing anymore. I think they've moved on. But it was the you know it'd go forward and then it'd go back. And then it go forward. So instead of like a sort of like a GIF loop, it would just be a back and forth. The boomerang. Yeah, that could be huge. How is that not even a thing already?
I don't know why nobody's done it yet. I bet I could make a million hits if I put that out there, despite YouTube's algorithm. they'll take the money, but yeah, this belongs to NBC, this belongs to CNN. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for making us money. Yeah. Well, anyhow, wow. I know we're not going to finish all these questions here, but hey, we'll get through as many of them. I want to stop being so preachy on this, but listen, I got to give the analysis on this. But we at least have to be able to note in history, you know, if the aliens were to come down and visit Earth, you know, or even just find evidence of our existence and, you know, find one of those time pods with all the Earth's most important stuff in it.
Yeah, time capsule.
This episode, this episode that we're doing right now, this MP3, this video should be in there so they can learn about humanity.
this should have been on the, what is it, Voyager? Is that the one we put the gold?
Yeah. Yeah. Along with Chuck Berry, of the Beatles. All right, well, let's do this thing. Let's keep going.
Because why?
I don't know.
If you met some people from Denmark, what would they be called?
Denmark.
A group of people in Denmark would be called?
Jewish people.
Jewish people. Jewish people.
Is every answer to who somebody is just Jews? I don't know. There's way too many, man. Way too many answers to who is somebody or so and so or what kind of people is Jews, Judaism.
Well, you know,
maybe that's a safe.
I was actually expecting like Denmarkians or something like that.
And that's a little tough, man.
But Jews.
What religion? What religion are Muslims? Judaism? And I mean, that's not even. That's sad, man. That's like not just. That's not funny. It's so ridiculous. It's funny. Uh oh. You know. It's hilarious. Uh oh. It's not funny. Ha ha. It's not hilarious. It's funny. OMG, I guess if you really want.
Yeah. Like we are in trouble.
God. It's like okay. So the literally like. The crux of most of the situational issues on the entire world is pretty much this Jew-Muslim thing. And these people don't even know who's who. Like, what? Like, oh my God. Like, if John Stadtmiller was here to hear that, and to hear somebody say, what religion are Muslims, and hear them say Judaism, not even like Jewish, but you know, not Jews, but Judaism, I think he would probably drop the mic and just walk out. Drop the mic and just walk out cackling and probably not stop for 30 minutes. I'm sure of it, because that is unbelievable.
Well, see, I think that would have been a Trump voter. You know, the Jews. That would have been a Trump voter. So I'm not going to put this all on the lefties, okay? All the libtards. I'm not going to put it all on them. There are a few derp. Even though the answer, if you, esoterically, is not wrong. I'm pretty sure they have the banking system of the Jews. So guess what? The Jews own that country. So you want to look at it that way, but...
Stuff's—it's deep, man. And we're talking about. First of all,
imagine getting to the most deep answer with the dumbest answer gets to the most deepest.
Yeah, it's so part, dumb. It's more correct. Real. Yeah, it's more real than the correct answer. And it's just that deep. And I was trying to say, it's like Denmark. I mean, it's a Netherlands, Denmark. You know, those are like the most confusing names to remember. You know, what is it, Danish? Is that even right? Yeah. So I mean, and Netherlands or Dutch. You know, these are these weird places where the name is a little difficult. You know,
right.
If you know your linguistics and you got your etymologies, you can take Denmark and turn it into Danish, and you kind of get it. But you know, now we're just talking about like just English, I think, being just plain goofy. So that's okay. But seriously though, Jews, I mean, and I gotta complete this, because this is kind of like deep RBN style. Now the liberals generally are the anti-Semites, which is weird. You know, they're the ones that are usually the anti-Israelis. That's kind of traditionally, I don't know where we're at right now. And so all these liberals, and it's kind of like they probably don't even know that they're anti-Semitic when they don't like Israel. Just, you know, to say that as a sort of general, that's like the, you know, whatever the labels that get put on people. But they're so liberal that it's like the safest answer is to say, if it's not a bad thing you're saying, the safest answer is to say, oh, well, those are Jewish people, you know, Jews or Judaism. Because that way you're not anti-Semitic. You're just confused. But, you know, it'd be like who was the greatest country on the planet? And he'd be like, the Jews? You know, so like, that's safe for these people. The liberal, I guess this really shows the what I'm trying to say. This illustrates, if you can see it, this illustrates the liberal mind, which is, it's just completely cognitive dissonance. And so cognitively dissonant that they don't even know that they're like so far off that, again, like you're saying, that actually they're so far around the circle, they're pretty much back to where it's even more real, but they don't know. And like, it blows my mind, man. This level of ignorance, this level of bliss is huge. Huge. Tremendous, tremendous bliss.
All right. But is it bliss?
No.
I mean,
well, they all look really happy. I will say, you know, I'm sorry I'm not playing this like on screen, but I mean, it is kind of this way. I feel I had like a liberal idea earlier. I was like, well, at least this way we're not going to be biased by, you know, seeing who's saying what. I mean, you can tell the women and the men, but and the youthfulness, but otherwise it's kind of, I feel like it's a little more, this is more you know, considerate. We're making fun of the ideas rather than, you know, seeing these four people that really all of them look really happy. They all look very happy. They're having a great time. I mean, they're like, you know, not to disparage pigs, because I don't really believe in that the pigs are that dirty, but you know, they're like pigs in poop, dude. They're just loving it. They're rolling around. They are rolling around.
You know, that was an excellent choice for you not to show the actual video.
I was about to say let's put it on or like early on, and then I was like, you know what, let's not. This is, you know, let's protect the identities of the innocent here.
Protect the identities of the ignorant.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. Well, all right, I'm sorry, I just couldn't help it. It was, let's get back to it. If you're ready.
All right, let's keep going.
Where is the Outback?
The Outback? The restaurant?
The restaurant.
The restaurant.
Is there one around here?
I don't know.
Not sure. Okay,
I don't know.
There you go.
I am an exhibit developer at the Adler Planetary.
Hold on. The Outback Steakhouse girl.
I knew she was going there when he said Outback. I was like, she's going to say steakhouse.
She is so cute. Now, that level of ignorance, I would have thought back in the day is so cute. I'd have to have that girl. I'd hug her and pet her because she's just so damn cute.
Hug her and kiss her and love her forever.
Forever.
Ever and ever. Hug her and that's our Arkansas girl, too, which is, well... Jeez, she was swinging and missing on just about every level on every question. I don't think she got one of them. That, she was on there for a while. That was like five or six questions to her. I don't think she even got one. And
I've been
to school in Arkansas. I've been to the Catholic.
Yeah.
I've been to a Catholic monastery school in Arkansas, and I gotta agree that it was a pretty mediocre edge. It's a real kind of, it's like your Mario, you know, your Mario is kind of your Super Mario Brothers. Mario's your all around guy in video games. You know, he's not great in any particular area, but you know, he's a real go getter. You know, that's kind of the Arkansas school. I think it gives you that. it's kind of like Cliff's
Notes. What a description.
Yeah. It's the Cliff's Notes of, of education. You know, they cover everything, not very deeply, but you know, it's kind of like everybody comes along. It's kind of like No Child Left Behind. I think maybe may have been influenced and inspired by, from what I know, the Arkansas education system. Not that you're not going to be. And frankly, you probably know more than these people if you went to school. I don't know what this chick was doing. I guess she was. I don't know. She must have been looking out the window, dreaming of other states, I guess, you know, because I'm sure a lot of people. It's like, hey, girl, Arkansas is known for diamonds. You know, she should have. There's a lot of stuff
she's
right under your feet.
She's definitely a baby maker. She's one of those.
Yeah, she really is.
You can rely on that, but not much else.
There you go. All right.
Jeez. Oh, man. The lefty Fims are going to attack me for that one, but I don't care. All right, let's keep going.
I am an exhibit developer at the Adler Planetarium.
Oh, so you work in a planetarium? This
yes,
is perfect. Which of our planets is furthest from the sun?
Jupiter. Yeah. I mean, Pluto.
What planet is furthest from the sun?
Wait, hold on, Mike. Mike, what were you saying about specialized?
Yeah. That whole, just okay, I'm gonna have to just edit that out of the show because that whole thing went right out the window. Now we're dealing with, okay, she works there. Now I don't think her specialization is actually having to know these things.
I don't think she's an astronomer. No.
Think her thing is that she reads cue cards or memorizes the tour sort of.
Or maybe she
speech.
Works the laser display.
Maybe. What did it say? Hang on. What did it say she did? She's some kind of technical.
She worked at a planetarium.
Very technical.
I am an exhibit developer at the Adler Planetarium.
Okay.
Oh, she makes exhibits.
That's the thing, though.
So
she's
you have learned from the exhibits themselves because they are the exhibits. If she creates them and doesn't know what the hell she's building.
It's the tunnel vision.
We got a problem.
She's probably, you know, she's dealing with paper mache and stuff. she knows 50 shades of gray for the friggin', you know, moon. And she knows every style of paper mache. You know, laser.
Doing a light show.
Yeah, she doesn't know what the hell she's projecting on the damn ceiling, but. She sure as hell can tell you how to do it. Poor girl.
Compartmentalized.
And again, to give them all credit also, they're on the spot. You know, it's Jay Leno or it's the whiz kid in the high school. You know, there's a few of these are clips of like kids in high school and they're like some other kids are just shoving mics in their faces and being a smart ass. And, you know, I get it. They're all kind of on the spot and your brain goes into different, you know, it goes back to the peacocking. You want to look good. You know, and your brain shuts off the intellectual part. It wants it's about poise and how do I sound and am I talking clearly? It's not, you know, and then people ask you like, you know, if ever all but eight die, what do you have? And your brain's just like, I have no idea, but I look damn good.
Well, then maybe I should.
Jews. You have Jew. Cows left.
When in doubt, the answer is Jew.
Yes, dude. It is definitely
when in doubt.
And if you're smart, if you're really smart, it's Judaism. No matter what. Because Jewish just doesn't sound proper enough. You gotta say Judaism.
Well, maybe I should walk the streets of America, since I'm not Jay Leno. Nobody knows who the hell I am.
Yeah.
And do the same thing. You know, like, take your time. Take your time. What's the answer? And see if we get anything different.
Or if they weren't on camera. If they weren't on camera, I guarantee. Well, you'd get a lot more F-offs, I think. It'd be a lot more like, get out of my face. You know, but when they're on camera, they're like, I want to look good. And that's it. Brain turns off. All they care about is, I'm talking to Jay Leno. You know, screw all you bees. I'm talking to Jay Leno. And Jay Leno's like, what's 1 + 1? And you're like, Judaism. Nailed it.
Well, maybe I'll just have a guy secretly recording, or maybe I'll just use the spy cameras on my glasses. Yeah. I'll do the Clark Kent thing ask random questions.
Just ask people questions, you know, sort of just be like, hey, man, do you know, like, what's 1 + 1? They'll be like, that's 2. And you're like, what's the trick here? You know, it's almost, some of these are so simple that I get the whole, your brain's probably either spinning out of control trying to figure out what the catch is, or it's just shut down. So, I don't know. But still, good gravy, man. I mean, I don't know. This has to say something about people's, public speaking and performance in front of audiences, I guess. I mean, we all know how that is. It doesn't just come naturally for the most part, you know. I would think it definitely requires some.
Well, I don't know. I think this whole reel, I mean, I think Jay would have spent a couple days out on the streets doing this. And those people who were awkward, those people who didn't adjust, those people who weren't good on the camera were cut out.
Right.
I think these are your natural don't give a damn. Okay, let's do this kind of people, though.
Let's go, Brandon.
I'm so gonna work on a real. Oh my god! All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
I'll see you work in a planetarium. This is.
I'll skip ahead a
little. Pluto.
What planet is furthest from the sun?
Venus. Mars.
All right. What's the name of Mickey Mouse's dog?
Goofy.
Okay, which of the following is not a constellation?
Okay.
Sammy the Bull, Aries the Ram, Scorpius the Scorpion.
Scorpius the Scorpion?
No, it'd be Sammy the Bull.
Sammy the Bull, okay.
Okay, which of the following is not a constellation? Aries the Ram, Sammy the Bull, Scorpius the Scorpion.
The middle one.
Which one?
Do you agree?
Sammy the Bull.
Sammy the Bull.
Who's Sammy the Bull?
Sounds like a Beanie Baby.
A Beanie Baby? You use a real Beanie Baby. What is a comet exactly?
A comet is a burning star which, due to the physics, when it's revolving, it blows up and it's in our case, it's coming towards the Earth. And it should, and it just
keeps. What do you say? According to the physics, it's revolving?
Yeah, it's doing a circular sounds motion good. In space, yeah. And then it reaches too high of a barometric pressure. And
barometric pressure?
Yeah, Jay Leno just got rickrolled by this guy.
It gets really hot. And
do you have any idea what you're talking about?
Well, it's been a while since I've had physics.
Oh, how many miles away is the moon?
Oh, I learned this.
Go ahead.
It's something to a power. Times 10 to the something.
No. How many miles is it, though? You always have these elaborate... How many miles is
I'm getting close.
Where do stars go in the daytime? Now, you're a college graduate. You just graduated from college.
Stars go in the daytime. They're underneath us because the sun's shining.
Stars go underneath us? Hey, which is bigger, the sun or the moon? Could be
what's
a trick
moon?
Question.
Which moon?
Which
we
moon?
Have a lot of them.
No, we only have one moon.
Wow.
These are the high school.
What planet is she on?
And they see these are the high school, soon to be high school graduate girls from earlier. And wow, they are.
What planet?
They have.
Where do they? Are they graduating from? Are they in a different dimension?
Southern California, bro. That's all. Like you've seen Mark Dice. I think everybody in the RBN audience knows Mark Dice. Anybody that's on YouTube probably knows Mark Dice. I don't know, unless you're stuck in the liberal echo chambers. But even then, they probably hate on Mark Dice, so they should know about Mark Dice. I mean, wow. The things he gets people to sign is just wow. And I'm feeling like this whole clip has kind of entered this little dimension here. It's entered a zone where the people are really, really going at it hard, like super word salad. You know, they're suddenly, like this guy talking about comets, like this boy was like writing his like doctorate dissertation over here on the fly about comets, just making it up.
And you know, and he's not even, and he's not even close.
Not
he's
even
actually close. He's being so technical and being so opposite wrong.
Wow, man.
No, comets do not have rotation. They have a gravitational lock. Whatever it is that they're rotating around, usually the sun. They're not exploding. They have these comets have their own atmosphere, which cone out, which is blown away by the sun's solar radiation and magnetic energy. Yeah, so that's why he has a tail.
Talk about
his answers for just.
Wow.
I would expect it out of like a, you know, like a preschooler. That would be an acute answer out of a preschooler.
This dude's far removed from preschool. That dude had to be in his 40s. I don't know, at least 30.
Yeah, in his 40s at least.
I'm trying to go back to see him. Yeah, he's gotta be 40. He could be 45. He might be 38. This guy, he's got his sunglasses. First of all, it's dark outside. He's got his sunglasses on his forehead.
Yeah.
Southern California, yeah. Baby. Southern California.
Yeah, that's SoCal. For sure.
Oh, man. I'm all screwed up. All
right, let's go.
Hang on. I got to get back to where we were. All right, wait. Let's just do the high school girls here.
Which
we
moon?
Have a lot of them.
No, we only have one moon.
No,
on our planet.
Not us personally, but
no, I'm not talking about
Owl,
I'm not talking about Rigel 7 or Star Trek 9. Our moon, which is bigger, the sun or the moon?
The sun's light radius or the actual moon?
No, which is a bigger? Which is bigger, physically bigger, the sun or the moon?
I would say the moon.
Yeah, because I think it's a trick question.
Yeah, I would say the moon.
Paralyzed by
the moon.
Yes.
The moon is bigger than the sun.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I
know this girl's good.
Somewhere right. Near here.
That is the Middle East. I think.
Yeah, so no. I think it's up top. I don't know. I really don't remember.
You take a guess?
I know, this is Africa. Is it somewhere up here?
Ooh, that's Europe.
Yeah, that's the where.
You know, I'm really good at geography, but this is very embarrassing because I don't even remember where the North Korea is. Excuse my language.
Take a guess.
Take a guess. Somewhere around here.
She was close.
Should we consider military action against North Korea?
I believe so.
And where is North Korea?
What countries make up Great Britain? You've heard of Great Britain?
Yeah.
If someone said they're going to Great Britain, what language would they speak when they get there?
British.
They
British.
Speak British. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever met anyone who speaks British?
No.
I like that.
Can you think of any word in British?
There you go. That'll work.
No.
No? Mini Cooper?
Oh, yeah. Mini Cooper.
That's a British girl. We're talking with?
Tyler Quiet.
If you met someone from Amsterdam, what nationality would they be?
I have no idea. Amsterdamian.
Amsterdamian.
Yes.
No, they wear wooden shoes. Who wears wooden shoes?
Cobblers.
Cobblers.
Wow.
They'd be cobblers. Okay. All right. We're talking with
Lindsay Shanks.
Lindsay, and you're a high school student as well.
Yes, sir.
What is the world's tallest mountain?
It's not Mount Rushmore.
No, no. Do you ever rest?
Do I what?
Ever rest?
No.
I'm giving you a story.
Oh. I really don't know.
See, I asked you, do you ever rest? And you said,
oh,
no.
Mount Everest.
Everest, there you go.
Aisha Edvar.
Aisha, that's a pretty name. And you're a high school student?
Yes, sir.
What are people from Denmark called? You meet a bunch of people from Denmark. What are
they? I don't
know.
Denmartians?
Denmartians.
I don't know.
Denmartians. How many Great Lakes?
I love that answer, too.
Oh, a lot. Like 100-something?
100.
I could be wrong.
Can you name all 100?
No. I could be really wrong.
Can you name one Great Lake? The Great Lake. We're talking with...
Nick.
Nick, what do you do?
Future law school.
I go to high school.
Yeah,
high
school.
In Roy City, Texas.
And what do you want to do when you get out?
I would like to be a film director.
Film director, okay. You've heard of the English Channel.
Yes.
Goes between what two countries?
France and England.
England. Now, is there any way to get there besides by boat?
I think there's like a bridge, like a really long bridge, and it goes under the water.
This is just brain... Just total brain fart. I mean, just... There you go. Just on the spot, man. I mean, he literally just... he just answered the question, yet somehow, you know... I'm telling you, man. This is a very interesting illustration of social interaction and this whole... It's like the crux of the problem, you know?
Well, and you know... They come in to this with, like, such confidence. They're not like, oh, I don't know, I'll try my best to answer. Like, yeah, cool, yeah, let's answer this question. Yeah, I know that. And then they give a complete idiot question. Or idiot answer, rather. That's what gets me. Whether brain farting or not, I don't know.
They're sort of like riddles, though. The way that all these questions are kind of designed as a sort of a, like they know you're, it's kind of like showing you like an optical illusion, you know, they know what you're going to think you see, You know, they know what your problem
is. Yeah, because the moon does appear bigger to us here on land than the sun, for example. Yes.
Yeah.
But again, that points out whether they are just living in their own world or if they've actually adhered to their education. So, riddle me this, riddle me that. The only way you're going to get through a question is have a answer that's exact. Okay, so that's just what it is. I think having them, even still having them as a riddle, it gives them a clue at the same time, though. It gives them that opportunity to go back into their education versus what they perceive. So, they're still fair questions. I don't know. What do you think, Mike? Oh no, we lost your audio, Mike.
No, here we go. You want to get back to it? Sorry, I had to answer the phone.
Yeah, you're a little low too.
All right. Yeah, I'm kind of far away. Here we go. You want to get back to it?
Yeah, let's get back to it.
So a bridge that goes under the water would be called what?
An underwater bridge?
Oh, how about a tunnel?
Oh, yeah, a tunnel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
North Korea, hold on. It's somewhere over in this area, I believe. It's in Asia. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unless they moved it.
Yeah.
General vicinity.
Is it over here somewhere?
Oh, no, that's the Arctic.
Is that over here somewhere?
Okay, so North Pole, North Korea, and still the Arctic is south. yeah, I don't know. What do you think about that one?
I missed it. So what were they? She was pointing out Antarctica instead of North Korea?
Yeah. And pointing out Antarctica instead of North Korea.
I don't even think it's on them. She's looking at, like, Australia, dude. Like, there is. Did she say Antarctica? Sorry, I was on the phone. Let me hear this again.
No, I do believe she pointed in the video.
Is that over here somewhere? But, is this separated for North and South?
Somewhere down here.
I guess I missed it again. But, yeah, there's...
Well,
it's...
It's implied, of course, that she points to Antarctica. Jay Leno said Antarctica. So,
I think he was goofing on her because I think she's pointing at Australia and he says Antarctica probably to, like, really goof on her. Like when he said, we're not talking about Rigel 5, which is, I know there's Rigel. I don't know about Rigel. Well, Rigel 5 might be maybe like a planet. If Rigel had planets, but he also said Star Trek 9. You know, he's just like,
yeah.
He throws those things in there occasionally just to kind of compound the. I mean, that's got to mess with people's minds too. You're a cognitive, you know, you're, what would you call it? I can't think of it right now. I'm sorry. I'm speaking of brain farts. I mean, I'm literally done, but critical thinking. He's short-circuiting everybody's critical thinking with all these, you know, and you keep piling it on by doing stuff like when you pointed Australia saying, yeah, not Antarctica. You know, like, okay.
Mike, you're bringing the show to a head. Now, critical thinking. What is shortchanging society's critical thinking when they... getting in that ballot box in that Dominion voting booth and vote for Biden? What has shortchanged their brains? I mean, Trump is not like some, you know, I'm not like these rednecks who say God Emperor Trump. I'm not on the Trump train like that. But I think for the first time ever, It's very clear who should get the presidency in my lifetime, at least.
Yeah, it's probably.
You know, I've been alive. you know, out of all the presidential candidates in my lifetime, I think in this election, this is the most obvious, and yet the worst candidate by far won. The obvious worst candidate won. I mean, Trump, I mean,
unfortunately,
these Democrats, they don't want to make money for us. They want to make money for themselves. At least these Republicans, at least Trump, you know, he did something. Yes, it's absolutely true. More African Americans got hired to jobs than any other presidency in history. Things opened up. My dollar was worth something here in Poland. You know, I was getting 4.4, 4.8 on the Zlotys. You know, Biden got into office, it went dropped down to 3.0.
It's all that.
It's starting to recover now.
Stimulus stuff, really. We're gonna be paying for that for a long time.
I'm telling you, they're gonna be paying. Especially if Trump does not get back in office, we're going to be paying. This show isn't about. This isn't a Trump ad, a Trump campaign. No. We're being real about it. I'm being real about it. Okay. Where was the critical thinking? When has America prospered so much economically in the hands of a Democrat versus a Republican? I might be wrong on this. I would like for anybody to come on the show and challenge that statement and show me some evidence or something. That's what we're here for. Let's get this information out.
Maybe JFK. But, maybe. I was going to say Jimmy Carter, but then I remembered Family Ties when Michael J. Fox's, Alex Keaton? He's always talking about how terrible Jimmy Carter was. So yeah. I don't think it's Jimmy Carter, but maybe JFK. But then again, it's like JFK was like a different time. You know, this is a different era
right.
in the world where I don't even think – it's like did people even think of the president and the economy kind of in the same – I don't think they – it didn't seem like they did, but maybe I'm just way off here. I mean, that's before my time, so – but it sure doesn't seem like we got anybody really talking about – you know, no one talks about how, you know, John Quincy Adams really – he really just – the economy just – boomed. You know, no one says that. No one says that about any of the presidents until you get to like these Democrat Republican arguments. Like you're saying, I don't know any Democrat that's done anything. And you know, Republicans generally just, you know, you're good and you want to invest in your prisons and your war machine. You know, generally,
yeah, right.
But like, right. When you have a Trump, then it's kind of like this is just practicality. People like Trump's not going to be your daddy and he's not going to be your savior. But damn, you know,
he likes to make money.
Yeah, I think he wanted us all to make money, man. Like, you know,
I really truly believe that.
He wanted us to create wealth. He wanted us all to prosper. And I don't know. I get it. Yeah, nobody's perfect. And, you know, the Zionists are always there. And the bankers. And yes, we know. It's like, that's for us, though. Just don't give your money to these people. You know, whatever, man. This makes me think that we spend too much time talking about the problems. Like, I think we all get to that point, or we see that in others. Oh, you just focus on the problems. You know, look at what you can do. Look at the bright side. Look at, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's like, so let's all just, maybe we just all need to take a moment to always kind of reevaluate ourselves every day. You know, like, what am I trying to get today? Don't let people lead you around by the ring and
the short hairs.
Yeah, and the short hairs. Yeah. Anyway, I think we're out of time. We need to wrap up.
We got a minute or two. Yes, I do need to wrap up here. Yeah, guys. So just, I don't know. I'm constantly in a world, and this is something that was instilled in me as a child, you know, by my parents, you know. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't you know, keep your mind on what you're doing. You know, all, stuff like that. Because my parents told me, you know, it was, I grew up very poor. I didn't get middle class till about, you know, I got to junior high. That's when, you know, upper middle class started for me. But I grew up poor as a child. And it was impressed upon me. We don't have medical insurance. You bust your butt, that's it. You're dead. You're bye-bye. You're gone. So that's one of those things, I guess, to help motivate me. But yeah, but I walk around and, you know, just in, I watch people do the dumbest things. Are you not aware of what you're doing? You know, oh, you forgot this on the grocery list. You know, it's just people's brains just go bye-bye. I want to help people keep the brains where they should be, in their heads and aware at all times. You know,
it's emotions too. We definitely, when you're talking about the Biden Trump thing, you're talking about emotions there. You're talking about hate. A hate for somebody, like joining the team anti-Trump. You know, we're going to save the world by getting rid of Trump. And the same thing with these people on the street. I think they're emotional. They're like, you know, it's kind of what I was talking about with they're peacocking. They're trying to look good. You can't be emotional and like, it's like you can't feel good and think at the same time. You know, it's like mutually exclusive, I guess. I don't know. There's got to be something.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why, but it shouldn't be that way. I think people need to be aware, be constantly aware, because the world doesn't stop. The world does not stop. It doesn't stop at all. So, with that said, guys, yes, thanks, Mike, for aiding me on the show here in the absence of Will. And yes, everybody, this has most definitely been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So please, educate yourselves.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And he gets the green light from Mom.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.